Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for preferring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and am consistently asking and knocking and seeking to be able to give you more support in knocking, seeking, asking to be all that you are. As a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are in this now moment where it matters that we care to walk in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of it. Dwelling in the reality of the presence of the absolute is our gift and our blessing. Dwelling as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is the greatest wealth and greatest joy that we would ever know. Being vivid in our own self-expression as these points of its presence and consciously caring to activate and invoke the greatness of who we are by virtue of the lineages that we have come through is duty, obligation, and responsibility, and our care to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And instead of us being all in fear and trepidation and procrastination and inhibition in relationship to it, then we can really begin to imagine ourselves whole, healed, consciously seeking that which is renewing and rebirthing us, giving us the opportunity to experience a new mind, an opportunity to have the greater realizations, revelations, and epiphanies that align us, harmonize us, so that we are realizing that there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, to function outside of the order of existence itself. It is not the purpose of anyone to be in a place where they would prefer to be outside of themselves, to be misaligned and in degradation and distortion and dysfunction, as opposed to really walking in the clarity of mind, the consistency of effort and the rejoicing and blessedness in being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are. For that intelligence, that reality is the lowest and common, the highest common denominator of us all. And it is the even playing field. And beyond that, there is very little equality other than the fact that we are all breathing and our hearts are beating. But by virtue of what it is we're choosing on a day-to-day basis in terms of what we're ingesting, in terms of what we're thinking, in terms of how we spend our time and with whom we spend time, and whether we are spending time, investing time, wasting time, we have been given time as the greatest commodity that we have while we are on the planet to self-actualize, self-realize, and come into the greater initiative towards being our great selves. And it would be such a wonderful thing if every spirit that's in a body and every spirit that is disembodied were all consciously caring to rejoice in the gift of life itself. It would be such a wonderful thing if those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, if we really care to walk in the integrity of our high ethic and morality, to be in a place and space where we're uncompromising, that we are always growing, unfolding, always asking, seeking, knocking to be ever more of the mores that we truly are, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, it would be so wonderful if those ones who realize that they have been misguided and miseducated and out of alignment and out of attunement with the will of existence and the laws of existence, that everyone would really just go deeper to be in that place of solitude and solace, to be mindful and repentive of the error and the errors, and care to be cleansed from all of the resentments and pain and frustration and madness and anger and all of the emotions that whittle away at our peace and our poise and our power. It'd be such a wonderful thing if those of us who are living in this now moment decided in this now moment that we will be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that the rest of our lives is an actual living as opposed to a sickening, a degeneration, a declining, a dementing, being in that place and space where we're realizing that with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we have the opportunity to be completely regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. No one can outthink it, outlove it, outplan it, outplot it, outdo it, outstand it. But we each have the opportunity to harmonize our efforts with its will, knowing that the will of existence is always in its own best interest and the best interest of everything and everybody, for it is all there is as existence itself. So it will always do that which is consistently exalting itself, regenerating, replenishing itself, revitalizing, revivifying itself. And there are no efforts that men can make, regardless of how dysfunctional, distorted, or wicked that they may be, where they have any real leverage over that which is absolute, that which is light, that which is wisdom, that which is truth, or the intelligence of existence, or those who are positioning and poised in realizing the integrity of who they and we each are as these points of its own presence directly. And as we are consciously caring to dig deeper and reach higher and to uncover and rediscover the divinity of existence, the blessedness of being, to be mindful of the mind that we have the opportunity to tap into, so that we are able to get direct downloads of insight, inspiration, intuition, guidance, and the ability to facilitate the clearing, the cleansing, and the healing of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth, Mother Nature, our creatures, the atmosphere, the ecological balance. And to be in a place where we are mindful of the power that we have, and we care to be potent in it, and to know that the fulfillment of the law and the fulfillment of the light is in love, and love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that we each are so absolutely blessed, so absolutely enriched, enlivened, and gifted with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that we are designed perfectly and perfectly designed to be these vehicles and vessels and conduits of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, ingenuity, talent, creativity, and all of the virtues of integrity that are consistent with the character of who we really are. And to know that in this now moment, there are so many ones who are tired of being tired, so many ones who are sick of being sick, so many ones who are tired of the inebriation, the stupefaction, the intoxication, and all of that which has undermined their joy, their happiness, their peace, their poise, and are striving to cast it off. The shame, the blame, the disdain, and to be remembered in the repentance, in the plea and the application for redemption, to be restored, to be reconciled and harmonized, to be uplifted and uplifting, to be enriched and enriching, to really walk in the greater degrees of integrity for their own sake, as well as for the sake and the respect and the love of those who've loved them. This now moment is potent, and we each can be ever more potent if we would care to do that which gives us leverage over all of that which we find no joy in. And to be in a place where the love of the light and the light that is love is triumphant and victorious in every fiber of our being, so we become radiant, brilliant, and that just bathing in the reality of the presence of any one of us attuned to the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, that there's a healing and wholeness that others experience as a result of it, and they join us and we become contagious. The laughter, the love, the rejoicing, the singing, the songs, the dancing, the celebration and the gift, and as gifts of life itself, where we need no alcohol, we need no flesh, we need no sodas, we need none of the things that are generally brought to the celebrations and the parties, but to really be vibrant and whole. Because every atom and every cell of our being is permeated with the fullness of desire to walk in the integrity, the right alignment, the high frequency and vibration of who we are, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that whatever it is that we have created, whatever it is that we are experiencing, whatever the degree of pain or suffering or fear, whatever, we can really just focus on the salvation and the deliverance that we've already experienced. And to know that our heart is still beating and we're still breathing and we've survived so much. And that all we need to do is to care more, to be more caring, more integritous with the high ethic, more integritous with our own authenticity, more committed to living and loving and lifting and honoring and rejoicing and reverencing and appreciating and appreciating, loving and being consistent in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge to reach for that which is nourishing, hydrating, oxygenating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and cellularly regenerative, so that we are being charged in the frequency of love through the loyalty and the devotion and the mindfulness of the greatest gift and the greatest wealth that we already have. And so in this now moment, there are those of us who are breathing deeply and know that the breath comes easy. And there are those who are having issues breathing because of the blockage and obstruction the accumulation and the saturation of mucus and things in the lungs and the bronchioles and whatnot, and there's a real need to be cleansed. And that which is essential for our living, it doesn't really cost much. It costs us to pay attention. The payment is the attention and attending to the light that is supreme intelligence. And to be intensely intentional in being able to outthink a system that has delusionally set itself up to prosper at the detriment of other ones. There is no prosperity at the detriment of anything or anybody for any reason at any time. And this is a very difficult lesson that so many ones have not yet come to realize, that we have the opportunity to internalize and harmonize with, so that we have leverage and that we're not complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our own genocide and demise and dementia and sickness, illness, disease, despair, and all of that, when we are dwelling in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath, every beat of our heart, every step that we make, everywhere that we go. We are completely immersed in the reality of its presence. There is nothing that can keep it from being, because it is the all that is. And each of us is an individuation of its own presence, and we have been given the opportunity to activate and to call forth and invoke the greatness of the lineages that we are. The lineages that we've come through, those whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know. And each lineage is as a thought that has issued from the Creator's mind, imbued with so much of its own gifts and talents and skills and abilities to add wholeness and greatness and more rejoicing to life itself. And so, on behalf of those ones whose names we can call, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and all of those whose names we may not know who have come before them, on behalf of the need that there is for our global liberation from the chains of oppression and self-enslavement to sensuality, sexuality, materiality, and the divisiveness that puts us in place of sorrow and aloneness, that renders us incapable of knowing how to use love to transcend, transform, and transmute every relationship and everything towards our greater good. The love of light, the love of life, the love of God, the love of being, the love of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all of existence itself. It is all there is as existence itself. And for our coming to a point and place where we realize that each individual one of us has to carry the responsibility of being able to respond correctly and directly in our own best interest in this now moment, that we are no longer in a place where, or we have seen the ineffectiveness of a few ones trying to do on behalf of many ones who refuse to do what's in their own best interest. And so we've seen that it's foolish to wait for government to do that which you should do for yourself. It's foolish to wait for the systems of oppression to change their way when the people themselves refuse to change or be changed. It is our responsibility to ask and knock and seek to stand in the light of the truth of this supreme intelligence and to be vivid in our own self-representation and self-expression as these points of it, knowing that there is no political consciousness that is greater than our dwelling in our own authenticity as these points of it, of all. And to know that in truth and in light, that as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, we are all family. We are all brothers and sisters first. Regardless of what hue of people we are. But it's become very difficult for those who are in violation of themselves and their selves to truly understand it, to truly walk in the integrity of that, to truly be harmonizing factors and forces in life, that there are those who continue to spread the frequency of divisiveness and racism and bigotry and homophobia and all of these other things that put us in a place where we are not able to experience the fullness of the lightness of being because we are stuck. And to allow ourselves to become radiant in absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have to be hydrated and oxygenated and mineralized and nourished. Truly nourished, but also to be completely cleansed from the violation of having fed off of the carcasses of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of things and being in a place where we have consumed so much chemicals in the beverages and the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the synthetics that were in the breakfast cereals and all of the Kool-Aid and the artificially colored drinks and things that is causing all of this cancer and lupus and sarcoidosis and all of these other issues that are accumulating in the tissues to the degree to which now the hair is not growing and people are, the nails won't grow and the spirit is losing itself. There's no luster and no enthusiasm for life. There is a whittling away at the integrity of the divinity of oneself, and multiply that times millions of people, then we, as the people, have to reach for life. We have to care to be healed and to know that in order to be healed, we must be cleansed. And the cleansing has to be daily as opposed to quarterly or yearly or daily as a result of 20, 30, 40, 50 years of consumption of that which has no real nutritive properties for the body, for the cells. And have added so much toxicity, acidity, parasitic infestation, bacterial, viral, and other organisms that are breeding, feeding, and excreting their waste in the body temples of those who should be radiant and brilliant as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is why we have to understand what to do to come to the degrees of harmony that so many people have always said, we need to come together. We just need to come together. Why can't we come together? There's no coming together when we are working against ourselves and ourselves. The coming together can only really truly happen when each one harmonizes with the absolute one and consciously cares to be ordered through the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration of the body temple, the restoration, realignment, reconciliation, the harmonization, the invocation of that which is divinity as the reality of who we are, where we are, and the conscious care to master ourselves. So that we're able to optimize and maximize our living, our loving, our being, our doing, our thinking, with the conscious effort in laying foundation for a greater good for our children and grandchildren, for all children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren and the great-great-great and the great-great-great-great, and to understand that real womanhood and manhood, the estates of manhood and womanhood, are about God and goddesshood becoming, unfolding, taking responsibility for what it is we're creating, doing that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time, having an understanding and an understanding that to truly serve as life serves, then we can't be filled with death and dying and rotting and decomposing and decaying in our tissues, in our bodies. We cannot harbor hatred and jealousy and envy and negativity and divisiveness and chaos in our hearts and our minds. And then think that because we go to places for fellowship and worship, whether they're churches or mosques or temples or synagogues or whatever, that we have the true salvation, when we will not do what's in our own best interest in freeing ourselves and ourselves so that we are able to be clearer, cleaner vehicles and vessels of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted us so much of itself, so that we are able to know the glory, the peace, the poise, the power, and the prosperity of what it is to be, to take full advantage of being the beneficiaries of all of the love, the light, the service, the labor, the sacrifices, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the procession of progression on the path of maturation in the light of the truth of all that they were. We are the beneficiaries. So let us bathe every day in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence. Let us clear, cleanse, purify ourselves so that we are reversing any issues that may have started accumulating and concentrating in our tissues. Let us be in a place and space where we truly value our lives more than we value our things, that we are laying the foundation for the paradigm shift so that we are literally, consciously, caringly, mindfully dwelling in the reality of eternity right here, right now, in each and every moment, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, the restoration, the reconciliation, and the reorientation of humanity and humankind, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of those elements and elementals and insects and creatures that constitute our wholeness. Let us live to be light and love, to know the victory and the salvation. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And your number for life support, just in case you're having other issues that you're concerned about that you don't necessarily want to talk about, then that number is 678-760-9299. And it matters that you really understand that, you know, when we have a medical system, a food industry, pharmaceutical industry, drug culture, and all of that, then the people, we the people, have to be in a place and space where it really matters to us who it is we're working for, because we're working these things. And for those of us who really have not been participating with it, the issue is that we have family members who are impacted and affected by it. Your parents, siblings, and to go into these hospitals and be told that there's nothing that can be done, you know, or the only option you have is in being further poisoned, when the issues that we've had is because we've been poisoned the entire time. And so I am definitely the one to emphasize the need for our cleansing, because just eating the healthier version of the same garbage that we grew up with is still going to create the cancer. The cancer's already there. And that's why we have to be very mindful about what we do on a daily basis, because everything ain't the same thing. And just cleansing once a quarter, or doing a colonic once every 4 months, is not cleansing. Doing a 30-day detox when you're 40 years old and you've only been off meat, dairy, and eggs and chicken and fish for 3 months, you've got still 40 years of accumulation. And this is where the cancer is coming from. Most of the people that I'm talking to, the doctors have not ever said anything about where the cancer is coming from, nor for those who went through the series of chemo and radiation and they were able to get some relief. What happens is that they never instructed them in terms of the dietary changes and the cleansing that still needs to happen, because the cells are still carrying the frequency and the vibration and the residues of the radiation and the chemo. It in and of itself is cancerous. All right, so let's be real smart about where we are right now, because it's a do or die kind of frequency in terms of really understanding that our children, our grandchildren, they don't have 20 years to be out of order. You understand? Or feeling as though, well, you know, I can treat them to all of this, and then when they get up in age, they can make their own decision about whether they'll get off of it or not. The cancer is already brewing there. And that's why we're seeing so many children with leukemia, with bone cancer, with all of this stuff. So I'm just saying is that our responsibility as mature ones is to change ourselves so that the system will change. This is Adama. And so for wherever you are, whomever you are, issue is, do you really care to be all you are? And that's a never-ending frequency of consciousness expansion and conscientiousness and self-mastery and love and discipline and discipleship and all of that that we have the responsibility to step into, because that's what we're here to do. Quiet as it's kept. And being in a place where you're teaching, you have children, you've got grandchildren, then you've got to really care to walk it. Because we grew up, and many of us were in the generations where children were supposed to be seen and not heard. And now we see the children, you know, at various levels of themselves in terms of their busyness, their activity. And to see 2 and 3 year olds working these phones and tablets at 2, you know, it's very deep. Why? Because there's so much radiation coming, particularly through the tablets, even more so than the computers and the laptops. So when you let your children have phones and there are no diodes on the phones, and they've got these phones in their pockets, or you've got them in your pockets, or you sit them in your crotch, you know, while you're driving and whatnot. You have to be mindful that, you know, you can't have that kind of intimacy with your phone. You've got to be able to set it over there, you know. And the Bluetooth things that go in the ear are detrimental, you know, in terms of having that radiation going directly into your brain. And so we got to make some adjustments. And see, the issue is there's nothing but intelligence, and everybody has access to it. But we do better when we're committed to being whole, and we're committed to adding unto and facilitating the greater wholeness and the greater wellness. Then you don't create things that are really detrimental to people. When we are trying to do things because we can make money to do it, or do things because the military and other ones want these things as weaponry and tools to use against people, then we are stepping into a whole field of energy that will backfire, because there's only really one purpose in existence, and that's to serve as a gift and a present presence in being directly. And I want to just take a moment to address my brothers at USP Atlanta. I haven't been in there in a while. And I pray you're well, and your number for life support is 678-760-9299. And what I'm experiencing with communication with brothers who are no longer there is that they get so busy getting into hustle mode, generating the money, that they're not taking advantage of the fact that they're out and they have choices to make in terms of how they are literally caring for themselves. And in every one that I've been dealing with, there's only one that got the product, but then I haven't heard from him since. So it's like, you know, there's, oh, I know what happened. He ended up doing something, got locked up again. But I'm just saying is that, you know, we have to be mindful that, one, the whole point is to put us in a place where we are not able to outthink this. And we should be able to outthink it, because that's what intelligence does. And so even if we don't participate in our own salvation, there's no rebuking, revoking, thwarting the establishment of the eternal order upon the planet. It's destiny. And so many are being called and are participating in reestablishing themselves, being in alignment, getting into alignment, but also where your desire to serve and your desire to make a difference and to really facilitate progression in your field of expertise, your field of care. You still need to be in a place where you can work with other ones, because in order to really do a greater work, it creates a need for collaboration. And divisiveness within oneself makes it difficult to really collaborate with other ones in doing what's in your mutual best interest if you're not really committed to it. and being committed to money is not the same thing. You know, so I'm encouraging us to realize that we get what we ask for. We get what we apply ourselves to. And consciously caring to be able to influence. You know, people say, well, you know, you can't make nobody do nothing. I'm saying, no, you can't make them do anything, but you can inspire them. You understand? You can walk the walk and exemplify it and really make the light brilliant so that they're drawn to it, attracted to it, want to encapsulate it and bathe in it and become one with it. You know, and the light has the right to triumph, so, you know, don't feel no way. The issue is consistency over time. We've gotten where we've gotten to because of what we've been doing consistently over time. But even in the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the healing, when you are absolutely filled to overflowing, permeated, penetrated with the intensity of desire for wholeness and claiming the wholeness as opposed to claiming the sickness, claiming the absolute reality of being this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence as opposed to claiming the disease. And using your words, the ability to communicate, to speak, to set intention, is to really use your words to bless, to enhance, to uplift, to enrich, because that creates the more, the expansion, the greater good, the greater prosperity. We have to learn how to live it, how to become it. It's not just about having it. Prosperity being tapping into the wealth of ourselves and using everything that we are to call forward that which is required. And we are encouraging you to be encouraged, to know that there is a power that's with you, and taking the time to be still, to be grateful, to count your blessings, to harmonize. Reflect. Repent. Release, let go. Give thanks. Be in service. Some people think that their employment is your service, but it's not necessarily. There's service and then there's employment. And most people do what they do for employment because of the financial need that it fills. But service doesn't necessarily have a financial motive attached to it. The trees are serving us. The earth is serving us. Everything is serving us. The issue is, are we serving? And because there has been so much distortion in terms of the violation of other beings, killing for killing's sake, for sport and for game, in order for us to really not suffer the consequences, then we have to separate ourselves. We say, come out of her. But the issue is not just leaving the country. The issue is stepping outside of the mentality. And when you spend so much time focusing on the news of the day and the antics of their president and all of this, it's time that you could be seeing yourself whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul, committing yourself to being all that you are. We do everything at the risk of not doing something better. And so, to do you, to reach for life, to finally release and let go of thinking that you're eating fish is better than eating pork and beef, you know, and feeling not well afterwards. So, you know, the fish has a lot of parasites and whatnot, and generally when people may tell me what their issue is, I'm saying, you've been eating sea creatures, seafood, and generally 9 out of 10 times it's correct, because, you know, it's just so much toxicity in it, you know. And you say, well, I like to have my salmon, I gotta have my salmon. I'm just saying is that we really have to come to a place where we will not indulge our senses. See, it's still a form of sensuality. Eating stuff that cannot be really digested in your system and has to decay and decompose. And so you wouldn't put the fish in a glove compartment in your car. You wouldn't put it in your drawers. You would only put it in a freezer where it can be frozen so that it doesn't decay. But once you get it into your body, or once you leave it out for a while, and this is a problem that restaurants often have that serve meat, is that based upon how tight a ship it is, it's being run, you know, you take something out and leave it out for a while, you understand, then the pathogens begin to form because they're already there. They have to break that flesh down. So I'm the one to encourage you to get yourself in a place where you're serious about being your true self, your divine self, your light self, your right self, your whole self, your healed self, your renewed self, your rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized self, your resurrected self. That's what time it is. And so we give thanks for all of those who've come before us and all of those who have developed themselves at least some level of proficiency in the lyricism and the musicianship and all of what we get a chance to move to, groove to, and feel better because they gave. And what we realize is that many of us, we have the same books, we've got some of the same music, we even have some of the same fabrics, some of the same clothes and whatnot. The issue is, do we have the same commitment to be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves? And what I realize is that it's commitments. Our commitments carry us. Our commitments bring us apart or they separate us. Where we are not committed to being in a place where we can respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide by exalting a full effort and a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine yourself. That's your first line of defense when you're being warred against. Used to be, when a people realized that they were being warred against, that they would come together and strategize and create a way of defending themselves or cloaking themselves or protecting themselves. But then, you know, the way that we understand that we have been behaviorally modified is because the people have become self-destructive. So not only do you have someone else trying to undermine you, you respond by becoming self-destructive. And so this is the result of all of the chemicals that are in our tissues as a result of all of the fish, all of the chicken, all the turkey, all of the crab and mussels and oysters and all of these things that are coming from these waters that are filled with the pesticide, herbicide, larvicides. Larvicides are the chemicals that they spray the animals' food down with in the slaughterhouses and the feedlots so that their feces does not draw flies. So all of that is in the water, and the fish are swimming and filtering the water so that the tissues of the fish will have up to a million times the concentration of chemicals, antibiotics, hormones, larvicides, and all of this other stuff. So you're not doing yourself a favor by eating fish and sea creatures. And so, you know, we have to really care and understand that the sea plants do what the earth plants do, and that's to oxygenate. So if you're going to do anything from the oceans, then do the plants, because they are on a totally different frequency and can help cleanse the cells from radiation and whatnot. And we have so much available to us that there's no reason for us to really be submitting to the pharmacology, the sorcery, the butchery, the surgeries, you know, and thinking that if you have your breasts removed before you even have any issues, you understand? And that's the other thing is that they've psyched people out to think that because your mother and aunts and whatnot had breast cancer, that you can cut your breasts off and then won't get breast cancer. But the issue is if you're eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, the cancer is going to be there anyway, and it'll show up somewhere else, you know? And so we have to really begin to understand that we have the capacity to outthink this because we are intelligences. And being mindful that our lives are our gifts, we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. So cultivate the wealth of yourself. You understand? And it's very difficult to do it by yourself. It's very difficult to be and continue to stay in a circle of people who are not caring to walk the face of this earth in the integrity of the truth of themselves. You understand? So when we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free, you understand, the truth of our divinity, the truth of our oneness with existence, the truth of there being laws that govern us, and that when we're in the laws, we're under the auspices of the Lord, and we have the opportunity to be under its grace and protection and whatnot, because we have learned how to really walk that straight and narrow path. You understand? And to be forgiving and to forgive ourselves for the path of adulteration that we've been socialized to be on, but to let go of the memory and to let go of the shame and the game and the blame and all of the disenchantment and whatnot that comes as a result of being in the ditches and valleys of degradation and anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, spewing, and violating yourself. So, no, we are consciously caring to be whole, consciously caring to be rightly aligned. You understand? And I'm telling y'all, don't be running from me, because I'm the one that loves you. You understand? Why y'all running from me and then running to the people who are killing you? You understand? But that's the behavior modification. So check yourself. You understand? What do you really want with the rest of your life? Do you want to be in a place where you're degenerating? You understand? And a lot of people feel like, okay, well, that's just what you do. And I'm not going to give up my meat. I'm not going to give up my pork chops. I'm not going to give up anything. But you'll give up your life. You'll give up your toes. You'll give up your legs. You'll give up, you understand? You'll give up your lungs. You'll give up your body. Really? Your heart, you'll give up everything so that you can hold on to desires and tastes for that which is violation. The taste to be violated. So when you're radiating violation, then you can attract violation to you. And that's accidents. That's robbery. That's murder. I mean, anything can happen to you when you're out of alignment with the truth of yourself, with the light of yourself, with that which you refer to as God, which is the reality that we should be functioning in the integrity of who we are as gods and goddesses unfolding, learning how to master this realm, learning how to put ourselves in a place where these chemicals and whatnot are being rapidly released from our tissues, and we're being renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated. So we come into the frequency of having a new mind, be renewed through the renewal of your mind, but also through creating the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors, flavors, and synthetics, and all of this stuff that creates the cancer. You can be completely cleansed. You're in tune to WRFG Atlanta. We've got about an hour left in the program. And I know I've been a little quiet because I've been having conversations off the air. And we're at 404-523-8989. If you have something you'd like to bring to the table of the Ref Reagan Raw, it's really extension of the inner circle. Anytime I do anything, it's really all about the same thing. It's our reminding, being reminded that this now moment is ours for the claiming. You know, do you want to be empowered? And you know, on a cataclysmic ride with demise, if you're going to, you know, go for money, then you understand, because see, we get what we ask for. So, you know, there are all kinds of ones who are saying, okay, I made X amount of millions of dollars online, and this is how I did it, and, you know, and then you pay for the program, and, you know, you may do it or you may not. But the issue is that our purpose in being on the planet is not necessarily about making millions online. It's about really walking in the wealth of yourself. And many of the ones who really are achieving in terms of the financial prosperity are having to still understand how the laws actually work, which is why they try to seduce you into by giving you something. But then attached to the giving is another program that they've given you. They mark it down and mark it down and mark it down and mark it down. So from the value that they set at $2,995 to get to a point where it's $47, and then you have millions of people clicking on, wow, $47, that's good. You understand? But the issue is that we still are not necessarily motivated to do the thing that is going to bring us the greatest good. And that's the realignment with the divinity of our being. We're at 404-523-8989. And I'm inviting the sisterhood to come forward for our first Sunday Sister Empowerment Circle. And see, the issue with the sisterhood is that everywhere that we are, you know, we are feeding people. We're loving someone. We are wanting to be loved by someone. And where we are not truly acclimated and harmonized in honoring ourselves, then we can't do justice for anyone else until we get what we need in terms of our own personal activation in exalting a full effort and a full life's urge to walk in the integrity of ourselves. And that's why I provide the support through the circles and life support, because it matters how we're living here. It matters that we are not a detriment to ourselves. And if a woman is feeling entitled to eat everything and anything, and that's her comfort for the kind of stresses that she has as a result of having a man who is not loving himself, you understand, and it's a lot of contention. Having a job where it's a lot of combativeness because you're immersed in a circle of people who are not loving themselves. You understand? So I'm just saying is that get the support that you truly need to shake off any of the yokes of oppression, the addictions, the inconsistencies, contradictions, and hypocrisy that whittle away at your own degree of self esteem and cut short our lifetime. And so where we are now, dwelling in the presence of the absolute, what do we want? To be present as these points of the presence of the absolute, the intelligence of existence, that which other ones refer to as the source, and some refer to as the most high, and some refer to as the supreme being. Whatever we refer to it as, it's more than what we could ever possibly imagine or fathom. So let's enjoy and rejoice in the blessedness of our being by consciously caring to be blessed and to do what's in our own best interest, to continue to see yourself blowing up and gaining weight, retaining waste. It doesn't feel good because after a while your knees hurt, your back hurts, you're not happy, you're not sleeping well. I mean, it's a whole thing that comes with it. And so it's easier than many people would make, but what you tell yourself matters. And that's why I am emphasizing the need to really be in a place where you're making commitments and you're recommitting and recommitting. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole. I commit to my clearing, my cleansing, my consecration, my purification, so that I am well and healthy. I care to be radiant in the light of absolute truth. I care to be a living testament and to be able to give a living testimonial to the glory of the triumph of absolute love, light, wisdom, peace, poise, power, and potency, to be a vehicle and vessel of the Creator's own love for itself as me. We get what we ask for. And it should matter to us. Why? Because you don't want to be a contributing factor to your husband having to have his legs amputated and whatnot because you indulged him in all of these things, or vice versa. Or to have your children in a place where they are so badly compromised that their grades are poor, they're not thinking, and even if they get good grades, they're still not necessarily thinking. Or they break their neck to do everything the school tell them to do, but then when you tell them to do something, they just won't. It's like they don't hear you. And the school, so where you are saying, well, I want a home school, you know, but then you're going to the state to get a curriculum, so now you bring the state into your home about what you do with your child. And so I'm going to say this. Academia is not a prerequisite for being able to be qualified for continuance in existence. And the Trinity for walking as a liberated being is self-knowledge, creator knowledge, and creation knowledge. So if you're going to create an alternative system of education for your children other than the mainstream madness through the public school systems and whatnot, then include those components: self-knowledge, creator knowledge, creation knowledge. Emphasize the four prerequisites for getting out of childhood alive: doing what you're asked to do, do what you're told to do, don't do what you're told not to do, and be as helpful as possible. You understand, if we can master those four things, then people would never really ever care to see you leaving, and they would be rejoicing to see you coming. You'd be always welcome. And so feeling good is a necessity. You understand? Because if you can really get to a place and space where you can remember how blessed you actually are, regardless of the situation and circumstances, then we're able to recreate our situation and circumstances. And that's why it's essential to realize that the intelligence of existence is all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. We're always in it. The issue is, are we communicative with it? Are we truly honoring, reverencing, exalting a full life surge?